This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Government introduces strategy to provide electric stoves with subsidy to reduce mounting costs for LP gas imports. Kamirita Sherpa summits Mount Everest for 32nd time and Lakpa Sherpa for 11th time, breaking their own records. Prime Minister Balendra Shah lauds Sherpa community's contribution to Nepal's mountaineering history. And WHO declares Ebola outbreak in DR Congo and Uganda a global health emergency. Now the news in detail. The government has introduced a strategy to end grants for LP gas by a decade and provide subsidies for electric stoves. In view of mounting costs for LP gas import, the government made public the Energy Consumption Growth and Export Strategy 2083. The strategy made public by the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation has aimed at gradually reducing the use of LP gas. In order for enforcement of this plan, the consumers would be provided grants to electric stove and promote clean energy consumption. The Department of Customs recorded the import of cooking gas worth 41.65 billion rupees in the first 9 months of the current fiscal year. The Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Energy have established coordination to accomplish the project, setting the deadline of fiscal year 2035-36. In this connection, the Nepal Electricity Authority has already launched a campaign to boost the use of electric stoves for cooking. Local levels have also joined the drive. Kamirita Sherpa successfully summited Sagarmatha, popularly known as Mount Everest, a record 32nd time at 10:12 a.m. today, once again breaking his own world record for the highest number of ascents of the tallest mountain in the world. Likewise, Lakpa Sherpa, popularly known as the Mountain Queen, scaled Sagarmatha for the 11th time at 9:30 a.m. today, setting a new record for the most Everest ascents by a female climber. Meanwhile, Assistant Sub-Inspector Nimdiki Sherpa and Assistant Head Constable Anita Karki of the Armed Police Force APF Nepal scaled the Mount Everest on the behalf of the APF Nepal on Sunday morning. Karki scaled the world's tallest peak at 10:20 a.m. and Sherpa reached at 11:55 a.m. according to the APF Nepal. Karki and Sherpa are the third and fourth APF Nepal personnel to reach atop Mount Everest. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balendra Shah has congratulated and expressed deep respect to legendary climbers Kamirita Sherpa and Lakpa Sherpa for their historic contributions on the world's highest mountain Sagarmatha summit. In a congratulatory message posted on his social media X account today, Prime Minister Shah expressed his confidence that the climbers' extraordinary success would further strengthen Nepal's mountain tourism sector, besides making it more reliable, prestigious and attractive on the global stage. The Prime Minister believed that such a notable feat would also contribute to enhancing the country's international identity. Celebrating the historic success of the legendary climbers, the Prime Minister also acknowledged that such historic success can only be achieved through unwavering courage, strict self-discipline and sincere dedication to one's work. The Prime Minister commended the extraordinary and unparalleled contribution of the Sherpa community to Nepal's mountaineering history. The Office of Auditor General has raised questions over the transformational projects launched in a bid to guarantee rapid economic growth and development to the people. The government has run total 17 projects, naming them transformational projects, among which 5 were of economic sector, 4 of social sector, 7 of infrastructure sector and 1 of democracy and good governance. Among these, the overall physical progress of the public school strengthening project and the technical and vocational education and training program recorded 81% and 88% respectively. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal said the local government needs to focus on long-term plan rather than the temporary politics. At a program organized by Tokai Municipality to garner suggestions for upcoming policies, programs and budget today, Minister Khanal reiterated that it was not wise to stress immediate political benefits in the plans but the sustainable development approaches. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilota, ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The CPNUML today observed the 33rd Madan Ashrit Memorial Day by organizing a program at Madan Nagar Balku. Date 3 in the Nepali calendar marks the death anniversary of communist leaders Madan Bhandari and Jivraj Ashrit, who were killed after a jeep they were travelling in plans into the Trishuli River in Dastunga of Chitwan on the 16th of May in 1993. Bhandari was the then General Secretary of UML and Ashrit was the Chief of Organisational Department. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda a public health emergency of international concern, according to the BBC. The agency said the outbreak in DR Congo's eastern Ituri province, which has seen around 246 suspected cases and 80 deaths reported, does not meet the criteria of a pandemic emergency, but it warned it would potentially be a much larger outbreak than what it currently being detected and reported, with significant risk of local and regional spread. The current strain of Ebola is caused by the Bundibugyo virus, the WHO said, for which there are no approved drugs or vaccines. The WHO said there are now 8 laboratory confirmed cases of the virus, with other suspected cases and deaths across 3 health zones. The WHO said that Uganda has recorded 2 laboratory confirmed cases linked to travelers arriving from the DR Congo, including one death in the capital, Kampala. The WHO advised that DR Congo and Uganda establish emergency operation centers to monitor, trace and implement infection prevention measures. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned there are currently significant uncertainties to the true number of the infected persons and geographic spread of the outbreak. At least 5 people have been killed after Ukraine launched what Russian officials described as one of the largest drone barrages of the war, sending waves of unmanned aircraft towards Moscow and several other regions overnight. According to Al Jazeera, the Indian embassy in Russia said one Indian worker was killed and 3 others were injured during the drone attacks in the Moscow region. Moscow region's Governor Andrei Vorobyov added that a woman was killed after a drone slammed into a house in Khimki, north of Moscow. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over Koshi province and the Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, partly cloudy over the Himalayan region of Karnali province and Madhes province, while mainly fair in the remaining Himalayan hilly and Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall, accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Koshi province and at 1 or 2 places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government introduced a strategy to provide electric stoves with subsidy to reduce mounting costs for LP gas imports. Kami Rita Sherpa summits Mount Everest for 32nd time and Lakpa Sherpa for 11th time, breaking their own records. Prime Minister Balendra Shah lauds Sherpa community's contribution to Nepal's mountaineering history. And WHO declares Ebola outbreak in DR Congo and Uganda a global health emergency. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.